All right, welcome to the Rocktown Pod. Guest Bo here with us, founder of Komu, the Airbnb within your private network of trusted contacts. Bo, we talked a few weeks ago. I'm still curious, but I have some questions. First, did I get the elevator pitch right?
Yeah, well, all the way up, actually, with and through, all the way up to a public network as well. So we show you how you're connected to each other, basically fee-free Airbnb with connection.
Okay, amazing. Cool. So you've built an app and you have 2,500 customers and 900 monthly active users. Can you explain that for me? Is that like what, like hyper travelers? So like Airbnb, right? Like I use it like three times a year. So how are you getting monthlies?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, actually we just crossed 3,600 downloads and 1,000 MAUs actually recently. And actually we have 300 weekly active users. And it's because people are traveling more than ever before. Our target users are millennials and Gen Zers, and they take an average of 12 plus trips per year. And that means their places are also vacant over 30% of the time while they're paying a lot of rent for those places to sit empty.
Okay. Fascinating. So you started raising in June of 2022 with a rolling close. How much have you raised since then? And what do you still need to kind of close the raise?
Got it. Appreciate it. Yeah. So we have raised $615,000 to date. We're looking to raise another $400,000 on those same terms. Ultimately, that is to both accelerate our product and development to get closer to product market fit, to get the Android out and the web version. And beyond that, it's to underwrite our membership services. So a lot of our users want us to have the protection plan in place, to do host and guest verification, to just add more trust to these wider networks that are actually our most popular on Komu. And so we need to make sure that we can actually provide those services and provide that great experience for people buying into the trusted network.
Got it. So I've been out of the web dev and app dev game for quite some time now. So I could be wrong here, but from what I saw, I tried it out. The app is kind of standard. So why did you use Swift and not something like React Native, where you'd have a working web, iOS, and Android app all from the same code base?
Yeah, ultimately, it was just like where we had experience and knew we can get basically a pretty solid, faster version of the app out into the App Store before our competitors. And so there was that Kotlin multi-layer that had come out at the same time, and we were convinced it would be very easy to then build a front end for the Android version of the app, and then ultimately actually just, you know, figure out the web as we were going. Pros and cons to each, you know, in retrospect, it might have been better to build in React. But so far, I think the app is faster than it would have been for iOS users if we had built it in React.
Have you started building the Android app?
We are still actually just trying to get to product market fit on the iOS app, and we're excited to push out some major updates like later today. Literally, they're in test flight right now. We think we're probably one or two versions away from building the Android app out, but our core users currently are iOS users, so we want to make sure they have a great experience, and we're solving for bookings on both sides of host and guest, and then it's pretty easy to just copy the front end over to Android.
That makes sense. Okay, so common back end, new front end. Who's going to do that?
My co-founder, CTO Gus, and then we also have engineers ready to come on board once we close this round out. They're just waiting for us to, you know, be able to offer them the ability to come and build with us and push that fast live faster.
Okay, and what's the most impressive kind of stat you can share about your kind of traction to date?
I think the fact that we have 440 hosts all over the world that are joining organically and that are like literally popping up in places like Mexico City and Lisbon, like in London, and it's like literally becoming a global phenomenon. Because I guess a lot of people would think, oh, well, Airbnb exists and like people that want to host and do this would just go on Airbnb. And I guess the core principle is there's a giant group of users, mostly people like me that are renters in these major cities and so on and so forth, that just could never and would never list on Airbnb. And so it's to say like, that is just a hint of how much supply is available to be tapped, and that like we think that it's an indication that we will have more supply available to us than even this massive incumbent that we all are familiar with, and that just is literally just happened through word of mouth and through the social mechanisms that we built into the app. Is that, you know, people are bringing their networks on because they're like, this is a great place to find people that you trust to book your homes and so on and so forth.
That makes sense. What's the largest network built so far? So example, somebody's on the app and has like 20 friends with homes built.
Hosted. Yeah. Well, so like it's everybody's experience. And this has been a big win for us. It's that right now we opened up the network. It went from being for friends to friends of friends to groups to then hosts can actually have, they have privacy controls, but they can list to all of Komu. And ultimately it's that when you download today and you go and join, there are over 100 hosts just like me that are listening to all of Komu, and they're just open to inbound and seeing how we're connected. And it might be through LinkedIn or Instagram or your phone contact. The point is that everybody that downloads has a network to start. and it's just fee-free, social-proofed Airbnb. Then there are sub-networks where, like, I would say our Women in Travel network, our LGBTQ plus networks are very large and very active. And then there are people that just use Komu with their, like, 15 closest friends or just their, you know, friends and their friends of friends. It's all bespoke to what your experience is and what you want it to be as a, both a guest and a host.
Sounds like you've made fantastic progress. I'm going to share this recording with the folks at Rocktown and get you an answer by next week. Sorry it's taken so long. There's a lot going on, but this was great.
All good. Thank you. Yeah, let me know. And yeah, we just closed another 70K that we're excited about. And then I think we just closed another 100K yesterday that I'm also excited about from a Haverford alum. So hoping this all comes through. But we're like, you know, I'm about fundraising and hustling right now. So it's been a wild ride.
That's amazing. That's how you know it's good, when you close money and you're not even sure whether or not you close it. It's like, yeah, I've got like 100K just laying around.
I had such a bad pitch, you know, one of these mornings, and like, I was just, Gus was like, dude, are you all right? I'm like, we're zonked. We're working hard. And then the guy was just like, oh, I have this problem. I had this problem as a student. Like, my friends post on Instagram. Like, he was just like, I didn't have to say anything. He's like, all right, yeah, I think we're in. And I'm like, perfect. As long as you know the problem and the opportunity, then I can just shut up and we can take it from there.
Yeah, I get it. Some of the pitches I've been given for the venture fund I'm raising have been me not saying much at all. And it's like, oh, okay, you're in? Amazing. It's a tough time. It's cool that you're making progress. We'll talk soon.